Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here. I'm Kat Cullen, and we have come down off of our Oscar high from last week. We will be talking about the Oscars coming up. But first, we're going to just take a look at some other great shows that you can watch on your small screen. Susie has done the research. Susie, what have you dug up for us to be watching this week?
Hey, Kat, I sure have done some digging and found some great movies for you to watch on the small screen. So no going out this week. The first one I've got for you is on Prime. It is out this week and it is called Roadhouse. Former UFC middleweight fighter Elwood Dalton is down on his luck. He earns his money by being a bouncer for clubs. His ability to control rough and violent crowds gets the attention of the owner of a roadhouse, hence the name, in Florida Keys, and moves there to take control of the patronage that has overrun the roadhouse. Of course, not everything is as it seems, and Knox, a violent fighter, wants to take control over Dalton.
Let's take a listen to a snippet from the trailer.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you. I own a roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need this.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it. Come on,
bud. I know who you are. Elwood Dalton. Big fan, man.
That guy's got a knife under his shirt.
People seem a little aggressive around here.
The thing that I really like is just this character is just quietly cocky. He's very calm a lot of the time. And then he's just able to pull out these incredible moves. If you like watching UFC middleweight fighters, you'll enjoy this one. But actually, the main character, this guy is played by a very famous name.
Yeah, this is Jake Gyllenhaal in the lead of this. And it is actually a remake of a movie with the same name. That one starred Patrick Swayze. So obviously, good-looking hunk was the aim for the main
Hollywood hunk,
main character. Yeah, exactly.
When was that one? When did that come out?
That one was made in 1989.
Okay, so Hollywood hunk stars as bouncer in club. So, I mean, they must have done some extreme training and I would imagine a lot of like specific nutrition for these roles.
Yeah, I imagine so, because Jake Gyllenhaal is all buff and he walks around shirtless in this movie, as well as another man, a strong man named Conor McGregor. So if you don't know who he is, he's actually a professional mixed martial arts artist and professional boxer. Mm-hmm. So I personally wouldn't want to come up against Conor McGregor in any kind of fight, but it looks like Jake Gyllenhaal is going to give him a run for his money. We'll see about that.
They look well matched in the film, but I don't know if I'd want to go up against Conor McGregor. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yep.
So we've done this remake of a 1989 movie. Did it do particularly well in 1989?
Yeah, it's a good question, Kat, because it's really not clear why we have this remake of the original film, because the Patrick Swayze version didn't do that well. It was critically panned. It was being called so bad it's good and only watchable by Swayze fans and those that like that kind of violent, cheesy action. Mm. So it was nominated for 5 Golden Raspberries at the time, including Worst Picture and Worst Actor, but it didn't win any of them. It lost to William Shatner in Star Trek V, so maybe Roadhouse deserves this second chance after all.
I don't know. It does feel a little cheesy, but they're kind of embracing it. There we go. That one is Roadhouse. It's out this week on Prime. One to watch, a movie you can enjoy from the comfort of your sofa. One film that has won a lot of awards and fairly recently is also now available to watch from the comfort of your sofa. We're talking, of course, at the Oscar favourite and the Oscar winner of so many awards. It's Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's right. Oppenheimer is out now on Sky Show. So you can literally listen to us, then go and watch it on Sky Show. So like you say, the Oscar winner Oppenheimer is the one that is to watch on Sky Show. It is an epic Chris Nolan film starring Cillian Murphy about the father of the atomic bomb. It also stars Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Florence Pugh, amongst many, many others.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer of that one, should you need a wee reminder.
All America's industrial might and scientific innovation connected here. A secret laboratory. It's
go recruit some scientists.
Why would we go to the middle of nowhere for who knows how long?
How about because this is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of the world?
Yep, okay, that was a good reminder. So, Susie, give us some insight into the movie itself, though.
Yeah, so the film is two storylines that are entwined. One is Oppenheimer giving his subjective account of his life, and that part is shown in colour. The other part is shown in black and white, and that is Louis Strauss's viewpoint of Oppenheimer. So it's these two stories, one in black and white, one in colour, and they're connected. So it's a very interesting take on how to tell a story.
Obviously, this one did really well at the Oscars last week, well, technically two weekends ago now.
Yeah, so the 96 Academy Award weekend took place just recently, and there weren't really any surprises with the big winner for Oppenheimer. The best actor went to Cillian Murphy for his portrayal. In this, also nabbed Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr. That was his first one ever. Best Director for Christopher Nolan, Best Original Score, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing. None of these were much of a surprise. However, Cillian Murphy is the first Irish-born actor to win for Best Actor, and Robert Downey Jr. has made quite the comeback from unhirable to Oscar winner.
Excellent. That's Oppenheimer. It's available on your small screen now if you've got Sky Show. And if you don't, well, you can head to our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreen/littlescreen, and get a 7-day free pass so that you can go and watch it. Because finally, you kind of need to. Everyone's seen it now. Everyone else has seen Oppenheimer. There's also a ton of other really good stuff there, and we'll cover something each week. Thank you, Susie Lyon, so much for covering our shows this week on our little screen. We've looked at Oppenheimer on Sky Show and Roadhouse, that is available on Amazon Prime. Susie, thank you so much. Catch you next week.
No worries, Kat. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.